Hey there, this is Brad. Remember me? I used to do shows back in the good old days before last week when I just completely stopped doing shows for about a week and a half. Apparently, I'm back. I'm going to start trying to do more shows again. It's been a busy week for me, and I haven't been able to do a lot of shows. Thanks, everyone, for being patient with all of that. I'm still away from the Situation Room, but things have settled down a little bit. I think I'll be able to do a couple of shows this week. You can blame I Regret Jumping for all of this, because he's the sponsor of today's Hobosode. Thank you for that, I Regret Jumping. I think today I'm going to look at the request folder and see what's in here. Do a couple of those, and it looks like we're going to start with a martial arts supply company. An anonymous person wants me to say that they sold Sensei Doug defective merchandise. What, like defective cinder blocks that they punch? I don't know what senseis buy at martial arts supply places.
Hello, thank you for calling Martial Arts Supply. May I help you?
Hey there, it's Sensei Doug. I work over at the karate place on 9th.
Okay.
And I was in there buying some supplies, you know?
Okay.
You know, bricks for my students to smash through? Wood and all that. I was wondering, like, when I come in there, can you just stop looking at me like that?
Looking at you like what?
Well, you're just always looking at me. Like, you're just looking at me. And it's freaking me out a little bit. Like, you're just looking at me. Like, I'm not going to shoplift, you know?
I look at people the way I look at them because I'm waiting to see if there's something I can help them with.
Oh, I know where everything is in the store. I've been in there a billion times. But you're giving me snake eyes.
That's just got to be me because I'll do what I can not to, but I honestly don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you're looking at me. You're just always looking at me. And it's ridiculous. You know,
I always look at all of my customers to see if there's anything I can help them with. But I'll try not to look at you when you come in.
Okay. Can you just keep your eyes to the ground and maybe bow to me?
Absolutely not.
Well, I'm a sensei.
You bow to me. It's my store, and you're supposed to be respectful for store people to sell stuff.
Yeah, but are you
so that ain't going to happen. You're asking too much, so you need to get a grip on yourself.
Are you a sensei?
You bow when you go into a dojo, so you can bow to come into my store, because I ain't bound to nobody but God.
Yeah, but you're not even a sensei. You should bow to me.
I'm not bound to anybody but a God, and you're not a God.
You don't know
and
that.
This conversation's over.
You know, I come in there with my students.
Thank you for calling Martial Arts Supply. May I help you?
You know, if you're going to be disrespectful to me, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to break all your boards, like, that you're selling. I'm going to, like, kick them. I'm going to do ninja kicks and break them.
That's fine. I'll pepper spray and have you arrested.
Oh, you can't pepper spray me. I'm a sensei. All right. She's got to bring pepper spray into it like a coward. And she thinks God is higher than senseis. What the hell is that all about? That's blasphemy. Oh, what the hell? I just found another request that has that same phone number in it, except he sends me a link to it, and that one's from Frank. What the hell, Frank? Did you send this twice, or did two people send me the same thing within a month of each other? This looks like a cool place, though, for all your martial arts supply needs. You know, I'm gonna call this place back just one more time. It's been about 10 minutes since I last talked to that lady. I should probably apologize to her.
Thank you for calling Martial Arts Supply, may I help you?
Hey there, this is Carol from Sensei Doug's Dojo Machine.
Yes?
And I guess Sensei Doug called you a little bit ago, and
I don't know, somebody called me being ridiculous.
Well, that was Sensei Doug. He gets a little emotional sometimes. He's in his office crying now because of what you said to him.
Not my problem due to the circumstances. He insulted me.
Well, no, he wasn't trying to insult you, ma'am. He said you were looking at him a lot. You just kept giving him snake eyes.
He told me that the whole time he's in here, he wants me to stare at the floor. And he also said that I am to bow down to him when he walks in. And I says, I don't bow down to nobody but God. And he goes, and I am one. So I don't play that game.
Okay, well, he is a sensei. He makes me bow to him, too. It's not a big deal.
This is not a dojo, and my husband is an 8th degree sensei. He's an 8th degree black belt.
Yeah.
So I'm not playing that game,
okay.
And when people's in here, I keep an eye on them in case they need help. I'm not staring at the floor, and if he wants to come in, he can come in and look all he wants. And then he comes in and says, I'm coming in and tearing up all your rebreakable boards.
Well, he's just angry.
And I told him, if he does, I'll call the cops on him.
No, he won't really do that. He's just angry because, you know, he bought those mats that you put on the floor from you.
Okay.
He says they're filled with asbestos.
No, they're not.
No, he
can't sell them.
No, he says they are, and he's upset about that. He has ninja smelling powers, and he can smell the asbestos from she hung up.
Oh, well, I guess I'm done with that one. By the way, I let Carol come with me on the corporate sabbatical this year. I figured she could use some time away from the kitchen, so thanks for that, Carol. Hey, look at this. Here's a karate school in my request folder. It looks like this is going to be a sensei-themed hobosode. This one also has no name on it. There's a name, but it's AG. It's a bunch of nonsense. Fix your name, dummy. But he's sending me a Google Maps image of a karate school. And, of course, Google Maps shows me the business, which is directly next door to him. This is in a downtown kind of area. And it's actually in the same area code as that Ninja Supply Company. Hey there, this is Sensei Doug from the dojo next door to you.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I know you see me walking by all the time on my way into the building.
Yes.
Could you just stop looking at me all the time like that?
I don't really mean to be looking at you. I don't even know if I even see you.
Oh, no, you definitely see me because you're always looking at me and you don't even bow at me. Because, you know, I'm a sensei.
Who do you think you're talking to? Because I'm not here all the time.
Oh, well, it's the female that's in there. She's
Well, there's two females in here.
Well, is the other one there? Can you tell her to stop looking at me?
Okay. So what do you look like? I don't even know what you look like.
Well, I'm always wearing my ninja shrouds, you know, the white robe thing with the black belt on it.
Oh, you know, I have never, ever seen you in my whole life.
Oh,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know. There's been at least two women in there that are always looking at me, and they never bow when I walk by, which is very disrespectful to a sensei.
Really?
And sometimes I'm walking by with my students, and they see that you don't bow to me, and it makes them not respect me as much.
Huh. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I have no idea who you are. I've never seen you in my life. I will tell Patty and make sure that she turns around so she doesn't see you at all.
Okay, or she could keep her eyes to the ground and bow to me.
That would
be better.
All right. Thank you.
And, well, ma'am, I'm not finished yet. Well, darn it. Oh, hey there. I wasn't finished yet. It's Sensei Doug again.
Okay.
I don't know, if Patty's got mental issues or something, but she was coming up to the window and winking her butthole at me when I was walking by.
No. You have the wrong place.
No, I'm sure it was Patty.
No. I guarantee. Who do you think you're calling? What company?
The store next door to me. You're right next door to the.
Yeah, we're right. Patty has never, ever done that.
No, she was winking her butthole at me. I saw it.
No.
I
disagree with you big time on that.
Well, you weren't there. You didn't see it. You said you're not even there that often. You don't know what Patty does when you're away.
Sir, I know Patty. She's been with us too long. She would never, ever do that.
Well, maybe she just doesn't like senseis. Maybe she's got some issue with senseis in general.
Sir, I don't know. Believe me, I know Patty.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So thank you very much.
Okay. Well, her butthole was. Well, that's the only business that's right there next to the karate place. And really, I should call her back and tell her it's disrespectful to hang up on a sensei because, you know, it is. But no, I won't do that. Here's a request from Mac Euler Degeneration. He says, Bradley, huge favor. I just got completely screwed over by a contractor. He left halfway through the job. I'm out $1,200, and he did a horrible job. His name's Dakota. He already has been charged for embezzlement. Please make his life miserable, but don't mention the job you messed up on. Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Says, feel free to share his number. Yeah, right. I'm not going to do that. I don't want any trouble. So I think there's only one way we can take this. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dakota?
May I ask who's speaking?
Sure. This is Sensei Doug from AT&T Wireless.
Yeah, how can I help you?
I was calling to let you know we've just changed your phone number. This 96 number, it's not going to work anymore. It's been reassigned to a new customer.
Yeah, no, that's not possible. I'm not even with AT&T, thanks.
Oh, no, we own the number, though.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. I don't believe you.
Okay, well, you're originally with AT&T. I know you moved to a different carrier.
No, I wasn't. I was not.
Well, the number's owned by AT&T. You don't need to be an asshole about it. I'm just calling to let you know we changed your number. You have a new phone number.
I know you're not with AT&T because you're a fucking moron. Fuck off, buddy.
I ain't no fucking moron. Well, shit, that didn't work out. Sorry, macular degeneration. Degeneration, I don't know. Here's a request from Cactus Machine. He wants me to call this lady named Belinda. Her birthday is today, May 1st. That's how far back I am on the requests. A bunch of people haven't been answering today. Her son's name are Mario and Jeremiah. Her daughter's names are... Yeah, it just has, like, everybody. It has her home phone number, her address. Tell her that you are her neighbor and ask her grandson KJ to shut the fuck up. Okay, let's give this a call.
Hello.
Hey there. Is Belinda around?
Yes, I'm her mother. Where's it?
What?
I'm her mother.
Oh, where's Belinda? I need to talk to Belinda.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Belinda.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, it's Mayor McClure. I'm the mayor here in Birmingham.
Yes.
I just wanted to call and say happy belated birthday. It was your birthday in back in May, and I forgot to call you and say happy birthday.
Yeah, I had a birthday in May the 1st.
Okay, well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Belinda. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Did you have a good birthday?
Yes, I did.
Did you get presents?
No. Let me see. I think I was in the hospital.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a horrible birthday.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm doing better.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I will try and remember to call you on your birthday next year.
Okay, dear.
As mayor of Birmingham, I'm required to call up every single resident on their birthday and sing happy birthday to them.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, you the mayor?
Yeah, I'm the mayor of Birmingham.
Oh, in Birmingham.
Uh-huh, yep.
Oh, what's your name?
This is Mayor McClure, Mayor Chuck McClure.
Oh, Chuck McClure.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually live on your street. I live on 45th Place.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, in the brick house.
In the brick house?
Uh-huh. But it's covered by siding.
Okay.
Yeah, I know your grandson.
Who's talking about,
KJ.
Oh, KJ?
Yeah, he needs to shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm sorry to be so blunt. You know, KJ just needs to shut the fuck up sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Uh-huh. What he did?
Oh, I don't know. Just in general. Like, just, freaking KJ, you know?
Uh-huh.
Always running his mouth. But, yeah, I live just down the street in the brick house.
In the brick house?
Covered with siding.
Okay, do you know Ms. Joseph May?
Oh, no. Oh, wait, does she have a birthday in November?
You know Regis?
Oh, yeah, of course I know her.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, Rhea.
Yeah, Rhea.
Yeah, because her and my mama is good friends.
Hey, get off the phone. Someone just picked up the extension. Tell them to stop being nosy. Stop being nosy. I'm trying to wish Belinda a happy birthday. Get off the phone.
Is somebody on the phone now?
Yeah, on the extension. They're being a creep. They're listening in.
Oh.
Okay, they hung up now.
Okay.
It was my secretary, Carol.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know how my mom is a good friend.
Yeah. Of course I do.
You don't know Betty?
Oh, no, I don't know Betty. Hey, Belinda, Carol's motioning me into her, into the break room. She wants me to do her. So I think I have to go. Plus, I have to wish 89 people a happy birthday today before I leave the mayor's office.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but I have to get going.
Okay. You the mayor.
Yep, Mayor McClure.
Okay, Mayor McClure.
Yep.
That's your last name.
Yeah, it's my Christian name.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you go. I love you.
Okay, love you too.
All right, bye, Belinda.
Mwah. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. What the hell was that? Why'd you have me call that lady? She just wanted to talk to me. I think it's about time to end this hobo-sode, but I want to make one last call before we do, because I don't want to end it on Belinda, because that was boring. I'm going to call up that martial arts supply company from the beginning of the show and just have one more quick word with that lady.
Thank you for calling, Marshall. May I help you?
Hello, this is Gary. I'm with the mayor's office here in...
Yes.
And we received a report from someone today saying you were selling dojo mats that had asbestos in them.
Okay. I don't know who that person is. I don't even know if she gave you a name, but I haven't sold any mats in I don't know how long.
Oh, he
called here today and said, actually I've had four calls from that guy. I don't know who he said he comes in and I stare at him. And that's all I do the whole time he's looking is stare at him.
I see.
And ask me if I would quit. I says, I'm just trying to see if you need any help. That's my job. He goes, well, here's what I want you to do. I want you, when I walk in the door, you are to look at the ground and not look up until I come up to the counter.
Oh, yeah. So, well, it's
okay. I says, no, that's not, and I says, and he goes, and since I'm a sensei, you need to bow to me. I says, I don't bow to anybody but God.
Well, it is Sensei Doug. He's a very well-respected sensei here in...
I thought whoever was calling was a bunch of prank calls.
Oh, no,
I
no.
I mean, then they called back and said he wanted me to bow down to him and everything.
I see.
And then he said...
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then some lady called back and said that he's been upset because I sent him mats that has asbestos in it and he can smell it because he has ninja smell powers. So I don't know what is going on, and I may have sold him some in a long time in the past. I don't know.
Yeah,
but well, I have not sold any recently.
I know Sensei Doug. I know he does have ninja smell powers. It's just I don't know if it's true that you really sold him dojo mats with asbestos in them. I just wanted to make sure that wasn't going on around there because we can't have that, not in our community.
And could I have your name, please, and which department you're with?
Sure. This is David. I'm in the mayor's office. I work for Mayor Chuck McClure.
And your name is David?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And what's your last name, David?
Stevens.
Stevens?
Uh-huh. Yep. So you haven't been selling asbestos dojo mats, have you?
No, I have not.
Well-respected dojo masters and senseis around the area?
No. And so you're with the mayor's office.
Correct, yes. It's
Your phone number would be if I need to get a hold of you?
Do you know Mayor Chuck McClure, by the way? Because he said he doesn't like you.
Oh, now it's another damn prank call.
Oh, shit, I've been found out. I love that during her storytelling, she mentioned the ninja smelling powers. That was pretty amazing. So glad I called that lady back. I think that's going to do it for this hobo-sode. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks again for your patience during my corporate sabbatical. I'm going to try and do a full-sized snowplow show before the week is over, at least one of them, and I have another thing planned that I'm working on. Thanks again to I Regret Jumping for sponsoring this hobo-sode.
Because he has ninja smell powers.